Red Medal, written by Mark Greeny and Lieutenant Colonel Hunter Ripley Rawlings IV, USMC, and read by Mark Viator.
Raids are operations to temporarily seize an area, usually through forcible entry, in order to secure information, confuse an enemy, capture personnel or equipment, or destroy an objective or capability. JP-3TAC-0. In the absence of orders, go find something and kill it. Field Marshal Erwin Rommel. Prologue. Afghanistan, 3 years ago. The radio crackled to life, and Marine Lieutenant Colonel Dan Connolly snatched up the handset mounted on the dash of his Humvee. He wiped a heavy crust of southern Afghanistan dust off his mouth for the fifth time this morning, using a corner of his desert camouflage neck scarf, and he licked his dry lips. A swirl of dust spun around the vehicle, filtering in through the top gunner's hatch and between the nooks and crannies in the seams caused by the door frames sagging from the heavy applique blast armor. The vehicle's position at the center of a convoy of Humvees ensured it was constantly engulfed in a nearly impenetrable cloud of sand and dirt. Connolly pulled his canteen off his web belt, took a sip of warm water. Into the mic, he said, "This is Beshio 6. Send your traffic." A rushed and eager voice said, "Beshio 6, this is Beshio Main. Sir, flash, flash, flash. Report from the deuce follows." It was barely 10 o'clock in the morning, and already the temps were in the 90s. Connolly wiped sweat from his eyes with one hand as he reached over and turned up the radio. The deuce was the call sign of the battalion's intelligence officer, and a flash report from him told the lieutenant colonel that this already sweltering Afghanistan morning was probably about to heat up even more. Without pausing for acknowledgement, the radio operator in the battalion's operations center said, "Someone in your vicinity has eyes on you. Deuce says attack on your convoy imminent."
"Beshio Main, Beshio 6, acknowledged."
Shit. Connolly was commander of 3rd Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment, and he didn't have to be here right now. There was no operational reason for someone of his rank to go out on this mission to a neighboring town to speak with the mayor. Any of his company commanders, all captains, could have handled this themselves. But Connolly had wanted to see this town for himself because the reports he'd been getting were that the locals had begun working closely with the Taliban. And now someone was watching his movements. He assumed the deuce had decoded a radio intercept of insurgent chatter. He clicked over the dial on the Prick 119 radio and rekeyed the handset. "Lima 6, this is Beshio Actual. Be advised, stay tight and sharp. Beshio Main just reported we've got someone with eyes on us. Time now. Let's do a security halt and see if we can get inside their loop." This was Marine jargon, meaning Connolly hoped to do something the enemy wouldn't expect to make them trip a potential ambush early. Lima 6 acknowledged the order, and the convoy began slowing to a halt. An ear-splitting boom rocked the road at the front of the convoy. Connolly was shaken in his seat, and even before he could look through the dust out the front windshield, he heard the sounds of multiple RPG rockets detonating and bursts of incoming machine gun fire. Connolly saw huge chunks of road flying through the air ahead of him, followed by a plume of flame and smoke. The debris came raining back down amid the small arms fire, pounding his vehicle and adding to the soundtrack of the chaos. The 12 vehicles immediately performed a herringbone, a well-practiced battle maneuver in which each vehicle pulled either left or right in alternating fashion. The turret gunners on each Humvee began firing their 50-cal machine guns in their sectors, churning the surrounding hills with heavy rounds. "That sure as shit didn't take long," yelled Connolly's driver over the heavy thump of the M2 Browning machine gun and the steady ringing of bullet brass and metal links dropping through the vehicle's hatch above them. Connolly turned to the radio man in the back. "Sergeant Bossy, grab your rifle and get out, my side. Let's go." The radio operator didn't need to be told twice. Sitting in a Humvee during a firefight was a sure way to get killed. The version the Marines rolled in today was heavily armored, but a well-placed RPG could destroy the vehicle and everyone in it. And with the firepower pouring out of the turrets, each Humvee would be an RPG magnet.